Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Cards Cast, a weekly podcast from Cardinal Authority. I am senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. In a few moments, we're going to be joined by the latest member into the University of Louisville football recruiting class for 2022 as offensive lineman Max Cabana will step into the Cards Cast. We'll discuss his decision to become a Cardinal. As a native Canadian, we're going to talk about growing up playing ice hockey and all sorts of things. So make sure you stick around. In a few moments, we'll bring him in to the Cards Cast. But he becomes the third member, Jody, the third member of the 22 recruiting class, joining quarterback Caleb Johnson, defensive end Popeye Williams. So some key elements into the 2022 class is Scott Satterfield and company. Again, welcome the third member of this recruiting class.
Yes, Maximine Olivier Cabana to you, Michael. So there you have it. No, the Canadian born. I like this. Look, he is a very good physical type of guy, and he's a guy with a lot of upside to me. Look, it's a small class. We've gone over this over time and time and time again. That it's going to be small. They're going to be picky, and they have been picky, and you know, they had a lot of linemen on campus, seven so far. I think they'll have another one this weekend or coming up. They're bringing guys in to see where they size up, where they measure up, and Max is one that was measured up to what they thought he was, and maybe even a little bit more as far as height and weight and stature and that kind of thing. So yeah. Max is a good pickup, and I'm excited to see this guy and how he progresses over the course of the next few years, because he is a guy that our, analysts are really, really high on as far as, being that under the radar type of guy, because he didn't have a season last year and he didn't go to camps this year. Talk about I'm sure the quarantine stuff and all that, but he wanted to see his family, wanted to spend time with the family. And in order to do that, he had to come up with a plan. He liked Jack Bicknell a whole lot when they got a relationship started. And in that basically was why he only made one official visit, did an unofficial to Wake Forest, and then went to quarantine and made his decision. So not sure he's the only one that's made a decision in quarantine, because we had a lot of that last year, but it worked out fine for Louisville to this point. Let's hope it does moving forward.
Yeah, he's from Quebec City, Quebec, but he plays at the Williston Northampton School in East Hampton, Massachusetts. We'll talk about how he ended up there. But yeah, he's about 6'5", 280 now, a three-star initial, debuted at a three-star with an 85 rating on 247 Sports. And as you alluded to, Brian Doan, the 247 analyst for that region of the country, pretty high on him. So it's, once he gets to that senior season rolling later in the fall in September, that's the potential to climb there does exist. Just coming out of quarantine, and that's got to be difficult. So now he's going to be spending some time with family for the next few months in Canada. I like this for a number of reasons. I've always been a fan of, sure you would like your recruiting class to be full of four and five stars and whatnot, but I always like having some sprinkled in that are kind of under the radar. It kind of gives you a sense of, how the coaches look when they're evaluating talent. We saw a little bit of that last year as well. Some of the guys that are currently on the roster, you think of Ashton Gelati and how impressive he's been so far. Obviously, he hasn't been on the field against a competition yet, but so far, getting rave reviews. A former commit that's now at Ohio State, Zim Mikowski, he's been a topic of discussion in a comparison standpoint. It was relatively unknown when Louisville got into the mix there and then eventually blew up and landed at Ohio State. So I like the opportunity when you get a chance to see coaches, kind of take a quote-unquote risk on an unknown player and then see how they develop throughout their senior season. I think it's a nice look into how the coaching staff works.
Yeah, and look, we'll get to Max here in just a second. But look,
yep.
It's a small class, and I cannot stress, and I know people sometimes don't believe us, Michael, but it could be filled right now if they wanted it, okay? If they just took guys, it could be filled. I know of at least, three guys that would have committed that, have made it, obvious to the staff that, they would commit and they've held them off, and they've I know at least two of them are now looking elsewhere and probably not going to end up here, and it's not schools that are in the ACC. You know what I mean? So they're being very picky, and they're taking the guys that they like. That doesn't mean they're going to get all four stars. It's just not how it works. But they're being very picky with who they like and what they take in this class. And they're taking guys that they believe fit their system, their culture, and that are good enough to come in and play right away for them.
Exactly. The class is now three commitments deep. Popeye Williams, Caleb Johnson, now Max Cabana. All three of them, and we've already seen it with Popeye, have the chance to continue to climb. Popeye could still continue to climb. He had a great camp season, bumped up to a 247 sports composite four star. Caleb is in a position to where if he has an excellent senior season, he could do the same. And obviously we've covered Max as well. So looking forward to really bringing him on and kind of getting to know him a little bit more as well. More of a unique story, ice hockey player, that kind of thing. So we're going to ask him all about that. But before we do, let me give me the weekly reminder to make sure you sign up for the Cardinal Authority newsletter, the Cardinal Authority text alerts. If you had your text alerts on, you knew basically the second that Max Cabana committed, it was sent out as a text alert. So that's kind of a cool thing to get, that as soon as the breaking news happens, it's hitting your phone. Whether you're stuck in a meeting, messing with the kids at the ballpark, whatever the case may be, you're going to know basically when the breaking news hits, it's going to hit your phone. So check that out as well. And make sure you give us a look, a like and follow on Facebook as well. Just hop on Facebook, search Cardinal Authority, and you'll find us there. And without that, let's bring on Max Cabana.
Introducing the two-way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the two-way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the two-way for yourself at newbalance.com.
Welcoming into the Cards Cast, University of Louisville's newest football commitment, Max Cabana, offensive lineman out of Quebec City, Quebec, plays at East Hampton, Massachusetts at Williston Northampton School. Max, appreciate you taking some time to join us here in the Cards Cast so we can all kind of get to know you a little bit better.
Thank you for your time.
All right. And so let's start there with you're from Quebec City, Quebec. How did you end up in football down in Massachusetts? What's the quick story there?
Yeah, I actually started football in ninth grade, so like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
I was terrible, honestly, at first, but I got pretty good after that. So I saw an opportunity for me to be better at football, and I always want to compete at a higher level. So I thought the best way to do it was to come to the United States, and that's what I did.
Nice. And what was the process of how to decide where you should go? I mean, was there a connection to Massachusetts? How did you end up there?
It's like I had three offers, like one in Virginia, one in Tennessee, and one in Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. But final decision is always like my college decision is based on the family feeling, because it's like my second home. So I need a family feeling. And yeah, I felt good at Williston. So that's why I chose that one.
So, Canada's certainly not, obviously there's the Canadian Football League, but it's more known for ice hockey than it is for American football. So what sparked the interest to get into football?
I'm a big guy, so I always loved tech and everything. I was a goaltender in hockey, so I didn't really have any contact, but the physicality of football interested me. So yeah, I started playing in that grade.
Yeah, you mentioned you're a big guy. I think I've got you at 6'5", 270. Is that correct?
Probably around 280 right now, but yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned you're a goalie in hockey. What was that like? What was that experience? And does that experience help you, you know, on the football field?
Yeah, of course. I'm for sure more flexible than many other players, but honestly, I was just playing for fun with my friends because in Canada, hockey is basically a religion. So I was just having fun with my friend and practicing. And yeah, it was just for fun, not really like competitive level like football. So yeah.
Yeah. And once you started playing, you know, what, 3 years ago, how long did it take you to realize, or did somebody tell you or see you working out or what, to realize, you know, you've got potential to be pretty good at this?
Yeah. At first, my first year, like I said, I was terrible. But after that, the next year, I started on varsity. So in 1 year, I got pretty good. And the year after, I won like the O-line MVP at my school. So I thought I was pretty good, and I decided to go to the next level.
Yeah, and now obviously you've recently made the commitment to Louisville, a Power Five school. How did that relationship begin? How did Louisville become aware of you?
I think it was just they saw some Twitter videos because I was following a lot of coaches and they were following me back, and probably Coach Bicknell saw a video and he was really interested and we started talking and calling a lot, and we did a lot of Zooms. Yeah, and we did the official visit too. So yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, being in Massachusetts, that was one of the places where you know, there was no season for you last year. How difficult was it? You know, I mean, obviously you realize you're pretty good, you're getting better, you know, so obviously the more reps you get, the more game experience you get, yeah, the better you're going to be. So how difficult was that not to have a season last year?
I got a lot of reps because we practiced for 15 weeks without a game.
Okay, cool.
So I had a lot of reps, but I didn't have any like real games, so that was the sad part. But I think with all the videos I did on Twitter, and I did a lot of workouts and everything, so the coach were able to saw me a little bit, but not as much as if I had a season. So maybe that did not help me, but
you're reaching your goal, getting to the next level. You visited Louisville, Wake Forest obviously has offered as well. You got a bunch of offers out of the Ivy League. What was it about the University of Louisville, Coach Bicknell, Coach Satterfield, that made it feel like, okay, becoming a Cardinal is what I need to do?
Yeah, it's honestly like a big family. Louisville is really just a family, and the coaches are all close to the players. The players are all tied together. So I felt like it was the best place for me to be, and I feel like it's home.
Nice. What kind of stuff did you do on your official visit?
Mostly eating. I ate a lot.
Yeah.
We did a campus tour and the facilities and everything. So yeah, the facilities are amazing.
It's funny. It, when I'm talking to guys who've made official visits, you can almost guess by what position they play, by what they're going to say first on what they did during the official visit. And for offensive linemen, I was talking to one this morning. First thing that often comes up is, oh, the food was great.
Yeah, I can't complain.
So when you're going through the facilities and meeting with the coaches, let's go with the meeting with the coaches. When you're sitting down with Coach Satterfield, Coach Bicknell, what kind of things were they telling you? How did they project that you would fit into their program?
I think they think I'm a pretty good player. I want to work hard to play, of course, but we don't know yet. They need to see me. Like, they didn't see me play at all because I didn't have a season. Yeah. So they want to see me first and everything, but I think it could be a good addition to their program. So, yeah.
Again, we're joined by Max Cabana, the third member of University of Louisville's 2021 recruiting class, making the announcement to become a Cardinal earlier this week. What kind of a moment was that for you? I mean, was it a pretty difficult decision to make? What was that moment like when you're like, you know what, I'm going to go to Louisville? What was that decision like for you?
It was amazing. My families were so proud of me and everything because it's a big accomplishment. Like, there's no one at my old school that ever did something like that. And yeah, nobody in Quebec is playing like football that had that level and everything. So it was really nice to see everybody. Like, a lot of my old friends were texting me to say that they were proud of me and everything. So it was really nice.
That's cool. How big is the Canadian Football League up there? What's the interest level like? How would you compare that like to the NHL? What's it like up there?
I don't think you can compare it because the NHL is like I said, it was a religion. So it's not really comparable, but some people watch it, but it's not like as huge as the NFL and the US. So yeah.
Yeah. Totally, totally different level of, kind of more of like maybe a minor league sport up in Canada, I guess.
Yeah, kind of. It's still a good level, but it's not as popular as football.
Yeah.
As a hockey, sorry.
Now, as you mentioned, we could tell by your accent as well, you know, you're Canadian, you're in Quebec City, Quebec, where you still have to go into quarantine when you go back and forth. And we were talking before we started the podcast, you're nearing the end of that quarantine since you went home after your visits and stuff. What's that process been like? I mean, it's, you know, it's not something that I went through. I've had friends that had to experience that, but what's that like? I mean, it can't be too easy or too fun. Yeah.
It's honestly really boring. Like, it's my second quarantine in a month, because when I came back from Massachusetts just to go home for 2 weeks, I had to quarantine. After that, I had 4 days, like three without a quarantine. And after that, I left for the visit. So when I came back 3 days later, I had to quarantine again. Wow. So I basically spent a month of quarantine of my summer. So, and they announced like yesterday that in 2 weeks, I think, people who got the two doses, the world will not have to quarantine, and I have both doses, so I basically did the quarantine for nothing.
So what are you doing? Are you playing a lot of video games? You texting? Watching a lot of TV? What, getting caught up on movies? What kind of stuff are you doing?
Yeah, well, I sleep a lot. I work out a lot, and that's pretty much all my days.
Yeah. So you're at home, right? I mean, you're able to quarantine at home, right?
Yep.
So exactly. At least you're close to family and things like that. So that's a good thing. When you're not in quarantine, off the field, what kind of things do you get into? Or do you like to hunt, fish, video games? What kind of stuff are you into?
I'm really like close to my friends. So most of my time during my summer, I spend it with my friends. We work out together and we hang out after, and we're always together basically. So nice. That's pretty most of my time. Yeah.
So as you mentioned, you played ice hockey with your friends, that it's basically a religion up there. Obviously it gets colder there sooner and longer than it does down here, and you know, we've often seen, you know, the hockey matches outside. So what's that like growing up? I mean, were there Saturdays, you know, during your non-school days where you just grab a stick and head outside and, you know, find a frozen lake and hop on it? How's that work?
Every night, like after school, we grab a stick and skate and just go at the other rink, just skate with my friends and everything. It's I was always at the rink when I was young, so yeah.
Now, are you still, have the coaches said no more ice skating, or are you still able to do that?
No, I think I'm still able to, but it's hard because I'm not home often. But when I'm home, I always call my friend and we go ice skating again.
Well, cool. I do know that the university, I don't know if you're aware, that UofL has, I guess, an ice skate club, an ice hockey club. From what I gather, they're pretty good. They actually play at a rink. An indoor rink, obviously, not far from where I live. So maybe you'll have to check that out when you get some downtime once you get down to Louisville.
Yeah, I'll have to take a look at that.
Yeah, I imagine you'll probably see the talent level, and well, it's kind of like, you know, okay, they got a lot of improvement to go, but still could be entertaining for you.
Yeah.
So what is up next for you? I mean, when do you anticipate, obviously you're in quarantine, so you're going to be at home for a while. When do you anticipate coming back into the States and eventually, you know, making your way down to Louisville? Do you know if you're going to be an early enrollee or anything like that?
No, I need to do my full year at Wollaston. So basically I'm done with my quarantine tomorrow. So I'm just going to work out at home until, I think we're going back to Wollaston on September 3rd. So it's a long time far from here. So yeah, well, I'll have like 2 or 3 months to work out at home with my friends and everything. After that, I'll go back, finish my school year, and next September, I'll go to Louisville.
Nice. Have you had a chance to, you know, maybe, you know, through Twitter or texting to get kind of start building a relationship with Papa and Caleb, the other two commitments in the class?
Yeah, they texted me right after my commitment yesterday. So, yeah.
How important do you think that is to form relationships with, you know, your future teammates?
I think it's really important because we're going to spend a lot of time together, and I think we need to be like really close to, basically we're like a family. After some time, we'll have to be like brothers. So I think it's nice that they start texting me right after my commitment. So yeah.
That's cool. And what is it about Coach McNeil that you seem to like so much?
Yeah, I think you can't fake a personality. So it was really like some sort of father, or I felt like he's going to be like a great guy, but he's going to say the right things to make me improve without like hiding the truth for me, just to like make me feel better. I don't know if it's clear.
Yeah. Did you get to meet any of the current offensive linemen during your visit?
Yeah, I had to hang out with a couple during the nights. So yeah, they are all really nice, and I can't wait to meet them more.
Awesome. Well, cool. Well, hey, Max, I appreciate you taking some time. And I know, as you mentioned, your quarantine ends tonight at midnight. So don't celebrate too hard, you know, but do, you know, hope you're able to go out and finally have some fun, see some friends and hang out. But appreciate you taking some time and joining us here in the Cards Cast.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Again, want to say thank you to Max Cabana for hopping in the Cards Cast with us. I think I may have said, alluded to or mentioned the 2021 recruiting class one or two times early in the podcast. Apologies for that. You should never look at the current calendar, I guess, when you're talking about recruiting. It is clearly the 2022 recruiting class, which is now three players deep as Max Cabana, the offensive lineman, joins three-star quarterback Caleb Johnson and four-star defensive end Popeye Williams to give the 2022 class three players. And again, it's going to be a smaller class. And, you know, so they're maybe a fourth of the way into the class at this point. And of course, the recruiting process will continue. The Louisville football staff going to welcome another group of official visitors to campus this coming weekend. They also are getting close to wrapping up the camp season. They've got two camps remaining on their schedule, including the big man camp, which is O-line versus D-line. Thus far, it's been pretty much, you know, they've had some big guys on campus, but for the most part, it's been focused more on the skill position guys, while this upcoming camp is going to focus on the guys in the trenches. So it'll be interesting to see what develops out of that camp. And of course, as we have had all month, we'll have it completely covered wall-to-wall at CardinalAuthority.com. And also, it should be noted, I mean, if you've been tracking things on the Cardinal Authority homepage or the Insiders Forum, you've been noticing the number of really priority-type recruits in the 2023 class that have already made their way to campus for unofficial visits. I mean, they brought in a number of really impressive quarterbacks. As quarterback coach Pete Thomas is doing a fantastic job building relationships with some of the youngsters that are coming up, some of the top quarterbacks, again, in the 2023 class. Also had some wide receivers and some guys from other positions from the group. Obviously, the 23 class is going to be larger, closer to the normal size. And when you've got a smaller class, it kind of gives you more opportunity to plan for the future. And obviously, you need to build those relationships long-term to have a strong chance or a stronger chance to land some key commitments in the 23 class. And again, of course, we'll continue to have that covered at CardinalAuthority.com as well. This brings us to the end. Again, want to thank Max Cabana for joining us here, made his commitment to Louisville earlier in the week, hopped into the Cards Cast to discuss that and more. I hope you enjoyed that. So for publisher Jody Demlin, I'm senior writer Michael McCammon, and this has been the Cards Cast. Keep clicking at CardinalAuthority.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.